Okay, we are up to the beginning of Aleph, the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had yesterday, we had if she makes a claim and he says, I don't know, according to Rabbi Gamliel, we follow her. And Rabbi Lezen, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't follow her. She has to prove because when you're taking money out, you have to, the owner's proof is on you. Next case, similar scenario. He said, look, I didn't find any psulim by you. She says, you're right, but mukas eitz ani. It was a mukas eitz. It was not through human intervention. And therefore, if I'm a mukas eitz, I stay married and I'm entitled to, if it happened after we got engaged, the full 200. Before we got engaged, according to Rabbanan, 100. Who I mean, he says, Loinoki eladrusis isha. No, I think it was done by human intervention before we got engaged, and therefore the whole thing was a mekatoz, a mistake, and the marriage is off, and the ksuvah had been forfeited. Is Rabban Gamaliel, Rabban Lezer, I mean, man, she's believed. Why she believed? Because we had the Gemara yesterday, she has a migui. She could have said, she said, I was a mukas eitz. She said, I was a mukas eitz before we got married. She could have said, I was a mukas eitz after we got married. And by saying she before she got married, she loses out from 200. It went down to 100. So that's her migui. Or is a chazaka. Chazaka is that she was born a psula. She remained a psula to the very end. In the case of chazaka, she's saying I'm mukas eitz after we got engaged, but I had nobody, no human intervention, and she's believed because the chazaka is that, that nothing happened to her before she got engaged. We're not relying on her words, even though the Mishnah Beguyava says and one of them is emes. These words are not emes. Yeah, this is not truthful. So we're not going to live from her words. We don't believe her. She's considered.
Is this a chazaka? Every girl is born.
She's
born with
her
psula. And he needs something.
He believes the cheskas mammon is stronger than this other chazaka. Therefore, the cheskas mammon says that the money is still his. Which are we talking about? Chazaka. That's Rabbi Gamliel. The chazaka is that anytime there's a change, we imagine the change happened at the last minute. That's the chazaka. That's the chazaka. In this case, this is how it plays out. And Acha Tovirai, she's being approved to her words. Zot Gemara, Tana Saiba Mai. What is she saying and what is he saying? Rabbi Yechon says, she's saying, I'm a mukas eitzani and I'm entitled to the full amount, which sounds like Rameyeh ben Masayim, $200. He's saying, no, you're not. You're a drusas ish, you're only entitled to mana, $200. And even though when she's saying, I'm a mukas eitzani, you had no idea, but I may hold, even though you had no idea, you're still entitled to full $200. And this opinion says, that we had yesterday in the Gemara, Rabbah, that if you marry someone thinking that she's a psula, turned out to be a bula, she's still entitled to $100. That's what Rabbi Yechida says. Rabbi Lazar, I mean, no. She's claiming mana according to Chachamim. According to Chachamim, she's only entitled to 100 if she's a mukas eitz. And v'loy klum. And he's saying, no, you're a drusas ish, you deceive me, and you're entitled to nothing. Not like Rabbi, but like the other opinion, entitled to nothing. Like Mark explains that. Rabbi Yechida, I'm a b'masayim mana, sovallah, he holds that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who says, bein hikiba, when it comes to drusas ish, mukas eitz. Whether you knew beforehand, bein loy hikiba, you had no idea, she's still worth 200, because nothing happened. Masayin, because nothing happened, he says, just like no different than a Begerah. Begerah also is no longer psula, yet nothing happened. She's entitled to the full amount. Why should she be different? But Rabbi Lazar, Rama, Bimonda, Bilaklum, Savala, he holds like the Rabban. He holds with the Rabban that say, what? Rama, Bain, Hikib, and Lahikib, Bamana, she's still entitled to $100. And whether you knew about it, you didn't know about it, the fact is, she's like a Bula, and therefore, because a Maisa happened here, it doesn't matter human intervention, but a Maisa happened here, and therefore, she's entitled to $100. Okay, and he says, no, you're worthless because you deceived me. Mekartos, I thought that you were a psula, turned out to be a bull. Rashi, Tana Saiba Mai, Mahi Tevose, what is she claiming? Umahu Reitz Litin, what's he offering? Be Masayim Amona, he I met as Mukas Eitz Ani, the Yeshli Masayim title full amount. Vav Avishal Yikar to be, the Novu, I'm a Drusas Ish Ad, Vein Luchel Amon, on title to 100, Luxova, Konzeb Chet Kusula. Then Nimtzaz, Bula Yesh Luxu Amon, Luxu 100, Be Mona Leklum. He tevas mona. He demands 100. Who I met ain't luck. Who entitled to nothing? Savala he holds. Tana the masis nila Rabbi Yechon loyshavik Rabban above Rameir. Not that he personally holds. He means the Tana of the Mishnah. No way Rabbi Yechon would follow Rameir rather than Rabban. Kesava Rabbi Yechon konze becheskes psula. He holds what pshat in Rameir. If you marry thinking psula, and he says bula still like Rabban yesterday, yesh la mona. She's entitled $100. She wants 200, he's offering 100. If he's offering 100, then when she's a mukas eis, what's she entitled to? What's the dispute? Obviously, she claims out 200. Must be the Mishnah follows Ameir. That's why he has no breda, but to learn the Mishnah Ameir, because he holds like Rabbah that if you thought she's a psula, turn me bula, not that there's no marriage. Mekatos means there's no 200, but there's 100. So what she's saying, mukas eis, so what does she want? If she only wants 100 as well, so there's no machleke, who cares what you want to labor with? You're getting 100. Must be that she's saying I'm entitled 200 because we followed that mayor. The masis that made it, I'm a masayim. She's entitled 200. Who I'm a drusus ishad v'yeshlag mon 100. Did a bunny loy tava el mon 100. Who I'm a drusus ishad v'yeshlag mon. My ikka main time of the day. The time is the door. Sorry. According to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbanon hold. Oh, because we had yesterday. Rabbanon hold. That a mukas eitz is not like a boigeris, a mukas eitz is like a baula. And since a baula is entitled, if you knew the chatchila, she's a baula, what's she entitled to? A mana? So you get a mana, you're entitled to mana.
And that's
all
she's coming to, she's
admitting that. Yeah, she's saying, drusus eitz. She's saying, I'm not a baula, I'm a mukas eitz. She's saying, I'm a mukas eitz. But technically, a mukas eitz is a lower value, because the fact is that you're a baula. Exactly. And Bain Hikaba, Bain La Hikaba. Yeah. And Rav's last version makes no difference. If you didn't know, it's always 100. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Bishleim, Rabbi Loza, Lekam, Rabbi Yechon. I can understand why Rabbi Loza's version of Rabbi Yechon and the Kamuk, Le Rabban. He's happy to learn his pshat because the Mishnah follows Rabban. Rabbi Yechon, Matan, Lekam, Rabbi Loza. Why Rabbi Yechon, Lekam, Rabbi Loza? Because, as we explained before, somebody holds that konza becheskes psula v'nimtzas bula. What happened? You marry somebody, think she's a psula. Turn to be a bula. Yesh lo ksuva mana. She's entitled to ksuva mana. So when the husband says you're drusus ish, what's he offering her? $100. So what she want? Must be that she's asking for 200, but it can't be the chacham. I'm the holder of 200. Must be that it's a mayor. That's what forced him. Yehachu kam a mana. We kam a mana. Ma yikim ben tayin day, the tayin day. So what's the machlekes? So there must be a mayor. Rashi, Bishleim, Rav Loza, Medusa, Ish, Ein Lo Klum. Hain Tony Tart? Okay, back to the mother. Bishleim, about 10 lines above the Mishnah. Bishleim, Le Rabbi Loza, Hain Udik Tony Tarti. According to Rabbi Loza, that's why I understand why we learned two cases. The previous Mishnah is Mishnah, same Achlekes. But the previous case, she's saying Mishnah, Stani, and Nasti. That I was raped. I'm a bula, but I was raped after we got engaged in the Stachva Sadeu. And this Mishnah is saying Mukas Eitz. Why do you need both Mishnahs? I can understand. The principle is the same. You believe her, you don't believe her. I can understand why. Chada, one Mishnah, La Fuke Rami Bachama. Because it says over here, Rami Bachama said that Mishnah is Tanya Nasti. And he says, no, the whole thing was a mistake. What do you mean, the whole mistake? To say that you get nothing. Rami Chama said that if you deceived her, she's still entitled to $100. Here it seems clear in the Mishnah that when the husband says Mekhi Mekatos, what's he trying to say? I owe you nothing. So the first Mishnah is to tell you not like Rami Chama. And you got $100. And this Mishnah Mukas Eitz. Rami Bachama said by Mukas Eitz that if you didn't know, everyone agrees. You still, if you didn't know, everyone agrees. You're entitled to nothing, and here we see that what you are entitled to. So Gemara. Bishleim Rabbi Loza Hain Tony Taiti two cases. Chodel La Fukim the Rabbi Chama v'Chal Fukim Rabbi Chibar Avin. Rashi, what are the two cases? Bishleim Rabbi Loza. The Amad Drusus Ish Ein Lo Klum. Rabbi Loza says that Drusus Ish, he's claiming nothing. Konsa Becheskas Psula. V'Nim Tzaz Bula, you're entitled to nothing. Hain Udik Tony Taiti Babi V'Masiz. That's why two cases. Gabi Plukta the Bemeine when it comes to matters of Ksuva. He Aimeres Mishras Tani Nenasti. And this Mishnah here. He Aimeres Mukas Eitzani. Why did he both the same principle? Chodel, the first case, La Fukim the Rabbi Chama. The first case to exclude from Chibar Avin, and the second case on Bacham. What's the story? In the first Mishnah, we hear a Meres Mishnah Stein and Nasti Tunnel the Mishnah Ba. Why did the Tan have to mention it? V'ha'yeh Mekhi Mekatos. We use the word Mekhi Mekatos, which you learned 2 days ago. It's such strong words, which means not that you don't get the full 200, you get 100. The whole thing is unraveled. The whole thing was a mistake, was an error. Ulegamri Mashma Vein Lakum. She has nothing. So this comes to negate Lafuke Milabchi Barovin. This negates the Pinachi Barovin and Rabbi Domali. They said, Konza Becheska Psula Vinitaz Bula, yes, looks for money tied to 100. And they come along saying, no, you had nothing. The Tana, he and Medes, and the second Mishnah, where it says Mukshi, says Mukas 8, and I'm entitled to something. it comes to exclude la fukir of a chamda, because the amle, what did chamda say before? Gabe mukas eitz, avalai hikaba. If there was no, if you didn't know, divrei hakel klum. So what she's saying, mukas eitz, ani. Let's say you are mukas eitz, but you're not entitled to anything. Koran b'chamer. B'chamer says, if I didn't know you're mukas eitz before I got married, I thought you're a psula. Turned out to be you're mukas eitz. Like hikaba, like amle klum. She gets nothing. So what's she claiming? Obviously, she's claiming something. In other words, the Mishnah is telling you Ramacham is wrong. She's entitled to something. To Rabbanon 100, to Rabbeinu 200. Okay, so we understand the reasons to why. Ella, Rabbi Yechanan, that she's always entitled to 100. Where are we? Ella, Rabbi Yechanan holds that even if you thought she's a psula, turned out to be a ba'ula. She's still entitled to $100. So when the previous Mishnah said, Mechim, Mechatos, didn't mean that the whole thing is unraveled. It just meant you're not going to get the full amount that you think. You're only going to get 100. So, L'chaydem. So what do you need that mission? What's the chiddush? Tarti lamali, yeah, we're wanting of mukas eitz, you know, the same principle over there. Rashi. El Rabbi Yechon dama konza b'cheskas psula. V'nim tzaz b'ula yeshlo k'suvim mona. In case of my mekra toizik tani, I'm a sayim, I'm a mona yeshlo. Lamali l'misik la alahi, what if chali the mission for? Ilash mina plukta l'mgin l'rishua b'hori shema. And uki mani chesim mari, the principle that if she's a body and he's a shema. And that the money still belongs to him because and he has a cheskas mammon. The question is, who do you believe, the bari or the cheskas mammon? The same principle, mukas eitz. Least nechadel afukin over chamel shmei buktaim. We know everything. Back to Gemara. Five lines above the Mishnah. So Gemara chadel. You know why you need both Mishnahs? The first Mishnah to teach you koyach that I'm a gamliel. The chadel and sorry, this Mishnah here mukas eitz teach you that even in this case, even we believe her. And the Chodah Gerav Yeshua, and the first Mishnah, even though she has a migli backing her up, and a Chazakah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's still not strong enough to take away from Cheska's Mammon, and we believe him. That's a Chiddush. Each Mishnah has a Chiddush. Come, Maisa, Lady Yachel, Koycha, de Rabbi Yeshua. Ah, Vagav, Iklame, Migal, Chodah, she has a migli. She said, I was raped after I got married. She could have said that I was a Mukas Eitz, and she wouldn't be Asa Tokoyin. The Elay Mehemna, and nevertheless, she's not believed. So that's a Chiddush. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Chiddush. Bas Raisa, the second Mishnah, she doesn't really have a migui. She doesn't really have a migui in this mission over here. She says mukas eitzani. What better time is than a mukas eitzani? How many believe? But Rashi in yesterday's Gemara actually adds there is a migui by mukas eitz, because she is talking about a case where she said I was a mukas eitz before we got married, and she could have said I was a mukas eitz when we got married. And the difference is, if you're mukas eitz before you got married, You get only $100 because you deceived her. But Mukas says, after we get married, you get the full $200. Could have said that. But Rashi, everything about here says, like a memi. Rashi. Likle memigui. Migui, by Amra Mukas, I could have said Mukas. But Raisa, lekle memigui, Rabbi Yechon. So Rashi explains, why is it a migui? Lechayda, before we learned, there is a migui by Mukas. She said Mukas, because after. He says there's no migui Rabbi Yechon. The muki, because he holds it because of the meir. And what does the meir hold? The meir holds whether it happened before or whether it happened after she got engaged. You're always entitled to $200. The meir holds that a mukas eitz, nothing happened. Because the meir holds a mukas eitz is just like a begeris. A begeris, nothing happened. So they have according to the meir. When did Rashi say before there's a migui, when we learned the Mishnah before, goes according to Chachamim? That's a big difference. If the mukas eitz happened before she got engaged, then she's reduced to $100. If it happened after, you got $200. So there was a migui. She said it was before. She could have said after and made more money. But according to the meir, it makes no difference whether she claimed mukas eitz before and mukas eitz after. It has no impact on the money. So what's the migui? And the chiddush is that still Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her because of the chazak or whatever. Same thing.
If it was before and she deceived him, really she shouldn't get anything.
Is that so bad? It's like she went horseback riding or she went, you know, bicycle riding.
Yeah, but she deceived him.
There's all kinds of rules and deception. There's levels. You can't state things black and white. You have to see. There's a different deceiving that she played around with people. Deceiving, she rode a horse.
Deceiving is deceiving.
No, it's not. There are levels of deception.
Yeah, because the thing is, she might not realize that she did that with a physical exercise. She might not realize that it's affected her.
Exactly, and maybe she thought.
Deceiving is the key word. Deceiving.
No. But
it's only deceiving if you know that there is something, then you're deceiving.
And even deceiving, there's
not
levels.
Deceiving or not deceiving?
There are levels. There's nothing black and white. There are levels of deception.
Levels of deceiving are there?
There's a difference if I deceive you on $1,000. If I deceive you, then I say I'm going to come to shul and daven for them, and I don't show up. It's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Our levels of deception. And here, who said she throws anything wrong with it? Let's say Taka lose my soul. So what? Most people think that it's only wrong if you commit whatever, you're promiscuous. Not if you go to bicycle riding. Okay, Mishnah. Ra'uha middaberes im echad. She was seen talking to somebody. All it was talking in hushed tones. And the Amrullah said, suspicious. But Amrullah, but we didn't see anything happen. But Amrullah, according to the idiots, also see. They said to her, Mati Vishal is there. Who is this guy you're talking to here? And she says, Ish, plain even Kainu. So even if you think the worst, you should know that he's a good man, he's a Kayin. In other words, if this guy would have been a guy, you're a mamzer in a sin, she can never marry a Kayin again. Because we learned if you have a one night stand with somebody who's also to live with you, she can never marry a Kayin. But she's saying that this guy, and we're suspicious that maybe something happened, she's saying this guy is a good guy, he's a Kayin. Is it Rabban Gamliel? But Rabban Yezer, I mean, I manage. Again, she's believed. Well, soon sitting Gemara, Machlekes Gemara.
What do you mean? He's a Kohen? Does that make him?
No. He's a good man. Therefore, even if we played around, I can still marry a Kohen tomorrow. And I'd be sure I'm a lame mipi on the chayin. Same before. This is not emes. We don't live on the world's not going to live from these words. We don't trust her. We always assume the worst. El harezu becheskas beula linis. Sin un mamzer ashla vir ayel vodav. Tough guy, Rabbi Yeshua. Always imagine. He always takes the worst. You see, Gamliel always saw the good, and Rabbi Yeshua was always take the worst.
That doesn't make Rabbi Yeshua any worse.
Nobody's making anything good or bad.
He
doesn't know what happened. We're assuming the worst. Rashi, Reu amid daberet b'pnutum at a single girl. We're not talking about a married woman, and we can try to ask her because we need kind of a state and all that. We're talking about a single girl. Mishum chshar, and we'll see. The Rav says you don't get malchus. You don't ask her. What are we worried about? The psulin in the sin on the mamzer that was in the sin on the mamzer. The kivan shenivel. The Pnei says, why are we always worried about the sin of mamzer? Why don't we say talking about a goy? Because goyim are the majority. So he says because it's a clear from the mission here that we're going that Rabbi Shua is so bad. If she would have lived with the goy for one night, then she's only maybe usher to especially in the next part of the mission. She's only usher to a koy. If she was with a mamzer and everything else, for example, she can have a child in a minute. She can have a child. That's where we don't have a minute. If she's a goy, okay, the child's still a yid and everything else. But if the child, if she was a mamzer, it's not only her; she can marry a kohen. The child itself might be a mamzer. Yeah. So we're taking the worst possible scenario. Rashi,
b'chiv shnivel. No,
we're seeing the Gemara later that we don't even follow Raven or any of this. Tomorrow's Gemara, we'll see. We do follow Rav. Today's Gemara, we don't follow Rav. Rashi, v'kivan shenivela l'apostle, pasul menakuna. And since you're boiled to apostle, she can no longer marry a kohen. And manage to believe, u'ksheda l'kuna, she can marry a kohen, v'le mishap kinila b'nivela l'apostle. We're not even doubting that maybe she had a relationship with somebody's apostle. Next point. Yeah, I'm talking about the Rosh Chodesh there.
Let's not believe, let's take the first thing.
She was pregnant, but Omnul said to what's the status of this child? She said, oh, this is a wonderful kid from a coin. Rabban Gamliel Blazer, I mean, that man, she's believed the child is kosher, and we'll see later in the Gemara whether she the child's even a coin or not, we'll see. Rabbi Shua, I'm a lame appeal, I don't trust her. I let him be Cheskis Mubedas and see the Mamzer. We're trusting here. Cheskis Mubedas and Mamzer. It's a guy. See the Mamzer. That's when Yeshua was they were worried. I just have an island with Zodi Gemara, my Midabedas. What do you mean we saw her talking? What does that mean? She's very engaged with somebody. Ziidi Ama Nista. Talking, merely talking in hushed tones, and we're suspicious. Azay and azay. It's almost like a sex faker.
Nistra,
he says medaberes. The Mishnah says medaberes. So here he says Nistra means only Nistra as opposed to Nivola. Not Nistra. Talking to a male, but in a hushed tone. So there is some talking to a male, talking in hushed tones.
In a public view
public view.
Because
we're not worried that this second something happened. The fact, the way they're talking, maybe there's something going on between them, or after. Yeah, and Luchayda is a sex faker. First of all, who's anything happened? And even if something happened, I know who this guy is. But nevertheless, we have a din. We'll soon learn. Ain't a patufla rois. We are so secure if a man and a woman spend time. Like, yes, there's Gemara, but it happened yesterday. We spoke to Ritva yesterday. If a man and a woman together, we're convinced that something happened.
According to the translation,
that's
actually seclusion.
What does it mean, seclusion?
Seclusion means like a
site. Yeah, but we see them talking. That's all we saw. Rashi. We did not see the boil. Nifter lekuna rabbi shuri lekamen the mailas of yuchsin. We're very concerned. However, rabasiyam and nivla, we saw them having relations. And only one suffering now. Who was this guy? Bishleim elizeidi. We did not see Heinitoy Labedes. Could we basically saw him talking? El Rabasi Maimed Labedes. What do you mean they were talking? What kind of weird say? Nivula. The Mishnah is speaking in a very edel language. Lishna Ma'alya. Kilchivit says. Well, it says that these women, these promiscuous women over there, Ochla, they eat, the machas appear, they fill the mouths with amr, and then they say, Lepal Diyama, I did nothing wrong. So the pasuk they use the expression ochlo. That's why the Mishnah uses the expression ochlo. So Rashi ochlo machatapia alma nokatash b'losh nachila. Heinu the Gemara bishleim lizidi zidi breaks the Mishnah up into two parts. Heinu tani tarti. First of all, tells him about Beres. It's only talking about her, and then we talk about Muberes. Labasi tarti lomeli lechaydis. Exactly the same case. Both of them, whether we saw having nivula, it's the same idea. We definitely saw them having if it were better, we know for a fact that they had, obviously it was nivula. So what's the machlek? Why do you need two cases? One to say that she's kosher, and one to say that her daughter is kosher, the child. First part of the Mishnah talks about her. She has a cheskas kashas. Second part of the Mishnah talks about the child. That even though the child has no cheskas kashas, the child also believed. The hanich lemandam, but this only makes sense according to one taka holds that way. Leave the machsheba, machshebita. Elamandam the machsheba, but poisel bita ma'ikle meim. Very hard din to get the head around. That we say to mother, oh, you're definitely was with a kohen and you're kosher. You can get married tomorrow, kohen. But that kid, oh, maybe the child's mom's. To have both dinim working in concert is very hard to get your head around. The Achraim tried to give all kinds of hasbeidim and logic, but when you finish it all, very hard to understand. How do both work at the same time? And we're talking about logic now.
One is Tully on the other.
Yeah, well, exactly. Where does this kid come from?
On the other.
Exactly.
It's like, well, is this the only place where you get these sort of...
No, there's a rule that you can't have two conflicting dinim. Yeah, that makes it harder.
Is this the only place that you have like this, that you can have like a result that it's okay for?
And this emanates from the other. It's not like two separate things at the same time. This child comes from this woman. And this woman, you're paskin, yeah, she can marry a kohen. But this child, no, maybe a mamzer. How does that work? Okay. Anyway, it's getting late, so we can't do any more Rashi. Okay, let's go back to... So the Cheda, according to the Mandom, that says that the daughter, Tak, is not kosher, it's only the mother. So what do you need two cases for? Both cases in the Mishnah about the mother, the same thing. And that's why Mishnah breaks up two cases. Fine. We'll soon see who the Machlek is, and so on. Let's understand. According to Zidi, all we saw was talking. And Rabbi Amlis said, we believe her, that was a talk coin. Rabbi Yeshua said, we don't believe her. Even though it's a sex faker, we decided that no. That she cannot marry a coin. Why not? Rav said, Malkin ala yichud, the etzim inyan that a panuya is miyachid with somebody promiscuous, we give malchus. Aber ain't oisin ala yichud. If you see a married woman alone with somebody, we won't give malchus because we're going to be, you know, mates of Shemar and the kids and all that. But we don't, with a married woman, that something happened. You're telling me medaberes. We don't know anything happened yet. Medaberes, we'd rather make an assumption that she actually lived with this guy, and therefore we're going to pass. According to Bishul, we're going to pass off marrying a koyin. When the Rav said that ain't oisin al yichud, that we don't jump to that conclusion. Leim b'dolai kebishua must be the Rav's din does not follow like Bishul. And the Gemara, I feel tame Rabbi Yeshua. Even Rabbi Yeshua is moedid that generally speaking, a married woman is alone with somebody without kin and stated, we're not imagining to come to conclusions. But over here, Maila also be yuchsin. Here we're talking about, can she marry a kohen? When we come to marry a kohen, we are so concerned for the status of a kohen that we're not going to let her marry this woman, even though there's a little bit of a question. There's a shadow of doubt hanging over this woman, even though when it comes to a married woman in the same situation, we have no shadow of doubt. We say, go back to your husband. But to marrying a kohen, no, maybe she was boiled with the guy, even though all the bushes they spoke. Myelos of Yuchsin, we're very concerned. Says he, Mordavite, Meisel, that's a question. Ro'uha shenichasi im echad, you saw walking into a room, let's say, discreetly, oilechurbe, or into some ruins, secluded area. But Omrullah, they said to Mativich, Eliza, what happened? And she says, Koyinu, Ubenachi Abu Nochmez, my first cousin. So they've gone for Yuchas. Rabban Gamaliel, but Rabbi Lehazar, I mean, the man she is believed, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a loyme pia on the chayin, a lot of the becheskas bula. We assume that she's a bula, and sin will mamzer, achi tovir ailed vada. Now, You have two cases here, Stina and Churba. What's the difference? So, Bish Leim Elizi Edi Heinu Tani Tarti. You need two cases. Lesesa means they just saw them talking to each other, and Lechurba means you saw them going alone in the house, and it looks like they did Bila, and therefore, and you need both Machlekes to tell you Rabbi Yeshua is Machmed, even the case of just Nistra and Gemilas Mekel, even the case of Churba. Fine. Elo Rabasi Dama Nivula. Rabasi said that even Stina means Nivula. What's the chilek of Stina or Churba? It's the same story. Tati Lomeli, and for the Gemara, you're right. Learn it as if Chodok Tani Lisaisa the Churba. It's describing. Well, how is it discreet? Because they walked into the Churba. That's one case. But the Gemara Bahal Lisaisa Oyle Churba Tani. We already had a few times lately. Don't play around with the Braisa if you don't have a better answer. Okay, but if you have a better answer, let's think of a better answer instead of amending the Braisa. And for the Gemara, you're right. There's two Churbas. The first says, according to Heiser Rav Asi, Taka, something happened even in Istra. But there's two churbas. There's churba the Masa and churba the Dabra. There's a churba that's inside the city, and there's a churba that's inside, and it's in the wilderness. With Tzricha, you need both cases. And in both cases, Gamliel says she's believed, and in both cases says Rabbi Yishai is not believed. The Iyashmin churba the Masa, if you can tell me it happened in the city. But Pasha is the city where Eden live, most people live there are Jews. So Roy, even let's say she was promiscuous, I mean, that happened probably. What's the Roy tell you? Who did she have a relationship with? Ayid. So she's kosher. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel maybe argued and said we believe her. But maybe Rabbi Gamliel will be made, but in the wilderness. It's not coming from the city, it's coming from the veldt. And what are most people in the world? Goyim. Or in the cinema, Mamz Adim. So therefore, maybe even I'm going to be made that we don't believe her. That's what we would have thought. So you need to tell me in the city, in the wilderness. If in the wilderness, Rabbi Shua argues it because the right people are going. But maybe in the city, Rabbi Shua will be made that says, Rav, Shady Metzla. We believe her, Marshall, no. No, but she went to the Kurba. She went there, and he went there.
So when I go and buy meat in the butcher shop, I went to the
No, but you're standing in the butcher shop where the Shaila started. So we're saying here, this person, where did he come from? So we'll have that as well. We'll have all that. Okay, we'll have all that in two days from now. 2 days from now, the whole sugya. 2 days. Tuesday. You're allowed 3 days without salt. So you can add. If we knew only the din of churba in the city, most people are eating. But the churba, the dabra out there in the wilderness, the rape soon, that's like, maybe I'll be sure, maybe I'll be sure that rape absolutely is no good. I would say, only in the wilderness, I'll be sure say she's also because of rape absolutely. But in the city, rape absolutely, and even murdering him, little tikhavin in both cases. Okay. Mesa, last night's question is a cryptic braisa, and we need to understand the braisa. It says in the braisa, the discussion between Rabbi Shua and Gamaliel, it's still like this. Zu edes she'isha k'shedela, this is edes that a woman is believed to say about herself. Now what? That the person I had relationship with, intimacy with, was a kosher, a person, a kain. But Rabbi Shua, I mean, no, edes lemetz, we do not believe her. Amalehem, Rabbi Shua says to them, after they must have had a little discussion, then Rabbi Shua said, what are you talking about? I atem moedim b'shavuyesh nishbeis. Don't you concede to me that a woman who was kidnapped by goyim, the yeshla edim shenishbeis, she doesn't have a migdash, she said, I was never kidnapped. She, we'll see later, there were edim, that she was kidnapped. And then she said, but not, I want you to know nothing happened, I want to live with a coin. Don't you agree that she ain't a menace? Because we're convinced that something happened there and to apostle to her, and therefore she cannot live with a coin anymore. So therefore, why should this case be any different? She comes with another idea, if you don't believe her. So in our case over here, we saw her talking to somebody. We know that something happened over here. Why do you believe her? Why do you believe her? Omrulai, so they answered him back, Aval, that's true. That's true when it comes to Shavuya, we agree with you. You don't believe her. No, so you ask them back, my hefresh bein zulazu. So what's the difference between Shavuya and our case over here? If you don't believe, you don't believe her. So lazu yesh edim zoyin leedim. So they said over there by Nishbeisa, we have edim that she was since she was kidnapped amongst goyim, and we know that goyim have no law, no morality. So it's as if we were there. We know for a fact that something happened between the goyim and her. Over here, Lazu ain't edim. We don't know that there was edim. All we saw was talking. This is like a raya tzidi. Over here, all we saw was they were talking together. Do we know for a fact that something happened? No. So therefore, that Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, what are you drawing a bow from a case of a kidnapped woman to a case over here where all you did is start talking in hushed tones and you're jumping to conclusions already? Yeah, that's what they said back to him. Lahem, he said, no, I disagree. Aflazu yesh edim. Over here also we know for a fact that something happened. Here, that we between him and her, we know for a fact something happened. And therefore, there's a case at least with her edim. And there's one of the cases, not talking about the other case, where she's pregnant. Where, how did she become pregnant? Obviously, there was a man there. So there's like edim that something happened, and yet you still believe her. And how is that different than the case of Shvur? Her stomach is there between her teeth, and knows we can see that something happened, and yet you say that you believe her. So they said back to him that no, look at the roiv. By the case of kidnapping, roiv oiv the kachavim prutzim baroiv is saying, by the case of kidnapping, it's with goyim. Most goyim are promiscuous, so therefore it's like a fact that something happened. Over here, the Yiddish is a city, Yid. So therefore, most people are very moral, and we can trust her. On Malahan, he said, no way. Ain't apotrufus la royas. There's no guarantees when it comes to royas. If it's yichud, probably something happened. So therefore, just like you don't trust her by kidnapping, you don't trust her as well, because we know something happened. Says the Gemara Vaita, the Braisa is Vaita, and we'll soon explain the Braisa a bit more in detail. But Medvar Modim, when is all this talking about Be'edas Isha Gufa, which talks about herself? Aval Edus Isha Bebita, when she talks about a daughter, Divre Hakel Havlat Shtuki. Everyone agrees the child is Shtuki, we silence, we don't know who the father is. What exactly does that mean? We'll soon see. Could we just said before, there's a machlek is if you believe her God and daughter or not. We'll come back to that. Now, the Gemara first analyze the Braisa. Maikamalahu, Maikamahadale. What's the discussion between Abishua and Abin Gamliel? So the Gemara, Hochikamale. This is how it goes. What's his business about Rav Goyim and Prutzim Barayis? What was the discussion here? They said, Hashaftonu ala Muberes. They said to Rabbi Yeshua, okay, you have a point when it comes to Muberes. Okay, it's a fact, something happened, so therefore you don't trust her. You want to compare it to Shvui, I understand. But the first case of Mishnah, Mata Shivenu ala Muberes. In the first case of Mishnah, all they were doing, the talking, why don't you believe her? This was Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua. Why don't you believe it? But what we're going to use is Braisa for us to prove that when it says in our Mishnah, Hayis and Medaberes, what are we talking about? Sachakel Medaberes, not Nivula. Because then, what's Pshat in the Braisa? So they're saying, in the first case in the Mishnah, all it was talking, and yet you jump to the conclusion that she did us. Why don't you believe her? Amalehem, so he answered back, Medaberes, because even the case of the Medaberes, Hainu Shvui, is no different than the case of being kidnapped. So they said, what do you mean no different? And they don't believe her, believe her either. Gamliel said back to him, over there, the Rav of the Kacham, who kidnapped her? Goyim. And most Goyim, Prutzim Barayisim. Especially those people who kidnap, obviously they kidnap for this as well. Well, all in the Beres, what did Adam see? Talking. So.
And the Shuya, there's Adim that were captured by Goyim.
That's all we need. When Adim, Goyim, Aroy, Puroy, Akum, Prutzim, Aroy, same, so it's a fact. Omalehem, he answered them back, no. Take, all you saw was that they're talking very quietly. Aber Hanami, he too, Kivan, he started and he saw him walking along the room. Ain't Apatruvis La Royis. It's as if we saw them doing something because there's no guarantee, there's no chaperone when it comes to Aroyis. That's what his answer back. But what do we see from all this? Tony Mios, Tati Medaberes, and Uberes. Claude, how did this Bryce understand the mission of the first case when it says Medaberes? Literally. Only Nistra, seclusion. The question you asked before, the taper clay, why don't you make a difference between the two cases? Be sure to tell Rabbi Shua, what are you talking about? In the case of Shua, most people are apostle. They're Goyim. In the case of his, you're talking to somebody, it was a Yid, and most Yid are kosher. So even Rabbi Shua, who says that by kidnapping we don't trust her, but you should trust her when it comes to here, because here the Reiv backs her up. Freddy and Mother, the tape of Glay, the Hossam over there by Shvuya, Reiv, Sul, Netzla, most of the people are Goyim, are puzzler. Mashenkin, Chavir, Reiv, Shay, Netzla, here, she's talking to these, but we're kosher. Unless from here we can support what I told you before, Misayayele, this supports Rabbi Shuma Levi. Rabbi Shuma Levi believes. Rabbi Shuma Levi, Ledivre Hamachshe, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezu says you trust the woman with her story. Afilu Bereib Sulin, even though Reiv tell us that it's not true, it doesn't matter because she has a Migui, she has a Chazaka, and Migui is strong in the Reiv, and therefore we trust her. And the divrei apois, according to Rabbi Shua, says we don't trust her. Pois lafil reiv shayim. Even the reiv shayim, he has a cheskas mammon, and a reiv is not stronger than a chazaka. The machlekes is this cheskes mammon a beater or a din? If you hold that this cheskes mammon is a beater, it proves something. So then we can say that maybe Reiv is stronger than this beater. The beater of Reiv is stronger than the beater of Chazaka. But even cheskes mammon is a halacha. Now, if you don't know what happened, you leave it the chazaka, cheskes mammon, it's exes a kosev, then the Reiv is not strong in that. Yeah. But true. But it all ties it together, and it goes to the same question here. This chazak over here is that the cheskes kashus. What's the cheskes kashus? Is that a logical thing? Or is that knows every chazak? What's every chazak? Is it a bitter or din? Is it logical because most of your kosher because she was born kosher, therefore she's still kosher right now? Is that a logical thing? Well, because we don't know, so why change the status quo? It's not a psak. We walk away because till you need a psak to change the status quo. Not because the status quo actually tells us what happened. We don't know what happened. If it's a bidur, then the bidur of Reiv is stronger than the bidur of Chazaka. But if it's, we don't know. Reiv is not strong enough to change this din that says that if you don't know, leave it things the way they are. Okay, it's not torn time to dash. So this is the case we just mentioned before. The argument. The one who says kosher, machshe bebita. The one who says that she's kosher is also machshe, the daughter. Ledivre ha paisel bebita. The one who machshe by her, machshe the daughter. That's what Rabbi Yechina says. In other words, if she has a chesed kasher, then obviously the daughter comes from her is also kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's possible. Obviously the daughter is possible as well. Comes along with Rabbi Lozer. And he says, no. That even though she's kosher, because she has a chesed kasher, the daughter is not kosher. Omer Rabbi, my time with Rabbi Lozer, what's his svar? She is a cheskes kashas. She has a cheskes kashas. Bita, but her daughter less a cheskes kashas. The daughter has no cheskes kashas. Rashi is the cheskes kashas. The yesh leimit each azu the cheskes kashas. But he has a cheskes kashas. Umesafik at the ball lepoisli. You want a pasler? Al tafsi lena mesafik. You got a pasler from mesafik. What does that do with the daughter? Nothing. That's what Rabbi Lozer holds. Says the Gemara. Eisvei Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Lozer asks Rabbi. It's much more than the actions. This child comes from the mother. Her whole yichus of this child is the mother.
Yeah, but the mother is in cheskes kashrus.
And doesn't pass on to him. So the chazaka tells us what to do. By saying by this child, another way like this. Basically, the Achraim explained is that if you learn chazaka's bitter, it doesn't make sense. Because if the chazaka is a bitter, a logical conclusion that the mother must have done the right thing, how can it not pass on to the child? But even the chazaka means that since this is how it was from the first day you were born, and till Kozma, you don't know any otherwise, leave things the way they are, this child has no chazaka. From the moment the child is born, we have a suffix. What's the state of this child? There's no chazaka. We don't look at the mother, we look at the child. What's the state of this child? There's no chazaka to tell us anything. The mother's chazaka doesn't look at the child. If you learn it's birur, then the mother's chazaka should have a bearing on the child. But if you learn it's a halacha, they can think that where you have a chazaka, she has no chazaka. No. Yeah, what?
You've seen the woman doing something, she's talking to somebody.
No. The beater is that probably was a kosher person, right? Or beater is that she tells us this hack, we trust her. Because cheskes kashas tells us that she's kosher. So it's a logical thing. It's a logical thing. The moment it's logical, then you have to carry the logic to its end. And the end is that the product of this particular event also is kosher. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Mashiach Rabbi Lozer says it's not a logical thing. It's a gzeda. We have no logic. Kol zman you don't have compelling proof, we're not going to change the status quo. There's no status quo to the child. My mother there is, but not to the child. So there's no halacha here to tell you don't change things. We're not changing anything. We don't know what the child is. So we'll leave it as what it is, a suffix. That's how we explain it. But I actually haven't seen that achrayim. Yeah. I haven't seen that achrayim. We're explaining that over here in the shir. But anyway, let's go back to it. What's the Gemara? So Rabbi Lozer asked a question. In the Brice we just brought down and said before. Begufa talks about herself. Talks about daughter. What does it mean, shtuki? It sounds like shtuki means that you silence the child is not accepted in the fold. In other words, the child is a puzzle. My love, shtuki, a puzzle. Says, no, shtuki, we silence the child. We don't know who the father is, but the child is still kosher. So what do you mean, puzzle? So what do you mean, shtuki? Shtuki, we don't allow the child to be. The mother says the child is a kohen. We'll say to the child, you're a kosher. We don't believe you're a kohen. So, Shtuki, we silence you from that. But the child is kosher. Kosher. Where do you find the word shtuki and kosher? He said, yeah, I'll show you. Kiddush Shmuel, Dama Shmuel. Shmuel said, we had a Yibamas. I saw the koinim oimdim, 10 koinim were standing there, with Peter's Echenman, with Bolavlad, and one of the koinim went and had a relationship with this woman and was darky and she didn't know who it was. Havlad shtuki. Now, definitely the child's a koin. You just don't know which one. We say the child is silent. Let me silent. What is that? It means Yerusha Maishtuk. Ilay Meshem Mashtik. That one doesn't like Yerusha Pshita. How can he claim the Yerusha? Who's your father? Elisha Mashtik. We don't treat the child a Kohen. What's the Svara? Definitely the child's a Kohen. What do you mean? It's a Chsiv. Because we learn from a Pasuk. That when is the child a Kohen? Only if you know definitely who the Yichus is. Bris Kuhunas Oilam. When does a child maintain that status of kuna? Misha zare miyuchas achrav. If the child, we know that this is his zarei, loy ulazarei. We know who the loy is and the zarei. Yotzezesh ein zare miyuchas achrav. But this child over here, we don't know who the father is. Therefore, the child can be a kohen. Same thing over here. Rabbi Lozes, Rabbi Yechon says the child is definitely kosher. If she's a girl, she can marry a kohen. If he's a boy, he's kosher, but he cannot behave like a kohen because you don't have a din of a kohen. Even though the mother is a Kohen, and we might believe her, but Kozman is not 100% sure who the father is, you can't be a Kohen.
Let's assume you've got a girl that you knew who his parents were.
Yeah, right? I finished.